RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
10 o'clock in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. What's up, everybody? Michael Phillips here, MP, on the mic, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app, but we love our Richmond listeners on 910 The Fan and in Crystal Clear FM 105.1 FM. Will be with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over live and local. Noon to 3, Grant and Danny drive you home before we get back out to the diamond. Hopefully it goes a little better than it did last night. The baby Yankees beat the Flying Squirrels 12-4. We'll catch up on everything that happened out there at the diamond as they have their homestand, but then get ready for the big July 4th games next week as well. They're in sight. We're kind of in sight of the summer lull here as we dig into July. Plenty to talk about today, though, including the NBA draft tonight, blockbuster trade in the NBA yesterday. We'll get into all that. Memories from 20 years ago in a bit. Alex Ovechkin drafted on this date 20 years ago by the Washington Capitals. There's athletes who play forever. Your Tom Brady's, right? Your Brett Favre's, your Michael Jordan's, who are great and play forever. In hockey, where you get slammed against the boards multiple times a night, every night, lose your teeth, all that, doubly impressive. A 20-year run. He's still playing great hockey. He's chasing down Wayne Gretzky to be the greatest goal scorer of all time as he enters the next season here. He was drafted into the lockout. He got drafted. Everybody's excited. And then the NHL had the lockout and just didn't play hockey for a while. So hopefully the NBA is not on that track. I think the NBA will play this season. We'll see who the Washington Wizards get at number 2 tonight. We'll dive into some college football topics. Fundraising numbers. SMU, which is joining the ACC, put out its fundraising numbers this week. They're going to make your jaw drop. You know they're big because everybody who goes to SMU has oil money or is rich or something like that. These numbers are still going to make your jaw drop, the kind of money that's coming into the ACC this year. And I want to wrap up because it had just happened yesterday when we went on. This story about the diamond, the Richmond Flying Squirrels, and the city replacing the diamond, and the news that they're not going to issue these bonds on time to take advantage of a state tax credit that expires on July 1st. And so I dug into that a bit yesterday. Let's unwind that briefly, which is, it's not $24 million that the state was going to give to Richmond. Over the course of the lease agreement, the 30 years or however long the new diamond will be put in play for, anytime they had to pay taxes to the state, under this law, instead of paying the taxes to the state, they could use that money to pay off the loan instead. So over that 30 years, they estimate they're going to pay $24 million in state taxes. What the law said was they can just use that money, pay off the loan instead, and never send it to the state. So that's good. That's savings, and that was baked into the project. That law expires on July 1st. Now, the city says it was ready to issue the bonds. A local rabble-rouser, we're going deep in the thesaurus here. He's on the scene wherever there's an event locally. Paul Goldman filed a lawsuit basically claiming this whole thing's illegal. And he still claims this whole thing's illegal, that there needs to be a vote, that they can't issue tax-exempt bonds to build a baseball stadium, all these arguments. So a judge said, no, the city's in the clear. They can do this. By the way, city and county, Virginia's weird, right? We got cities and we've got counties, but we don't have cities inside counties. A city can just sign off on issuing bonds whenever it wants for whatever reason. A county has to take it to a public vote. Why are the laws different? Nobody knows. I'm sure it's some goofy reason that goes back to Thomas Jefferson wanting it that way. But the city is allowed to city council can say, we're going to build a baseball stadium, we're going to borrow money to do it. The voters don't have to approve it, so that's what they're going to do. They are still inside the window where Paul Goldman can appeal the ruling. So the lawyers have advised the city not to issue the bonds, because if you issue the bonds and then he appeals, whatever. They're not going to get them issued by July 1st. The tax credit's going to expire. So the city says, we're plowing through. We're still going to do it because it doesn't change the number on the bond we're issuing, the amount that's signed off for, which is correct. What it changes is, for the next 30 years, every year, they have to send money to the state instead of keeping it, and they'll have to find a way to reclaim that amount of money in the budget somehow. But that's a problem for the future, not the present. And what are we if not living for the moment here? So the baseball stadium will continue. They will break ground. They will issue the bonds. They could be issued as soon as next week. But, and there's two options here. One is they could get the state to reinstate the law. That feels like a long shot here. Generally speaking, when laws come off the books, it's hard to get them back on the books because the state's going to have to find a way to pay for that. It's more likely the city is going to have to find a way to recoup $24 million in revenue over the next three decades. Having gotten my house assessment recently, I've got a wild guess on how they're going to pull that off. Just a theory, just a hypothesis. We'll follow that story. We'll be out there for a groundbreaking eventually, someday. It will happen, I continue to believe, and we'll continue to keep an eye on it. The action last night, we play the Squirrels here. The Nats were out west last night. The night before, the Nationals have had themselves a bit of a wild ride over the past week. They became the first team in Major League history to lose a game on a pitch clock violation. So that's a cool record to have. And then last night, they were up 6-3 in the 10th inning. But the Padres scored four in the bottom of the 10th, including, and this is interesting, a walk-off ground rule double that was scored as a single because the guy who hit the ground rule double stopped at first base, ran over to celebrate with his team, and never touched second base. So it is a walk-off ground rule double that is scored as a single. Whatever. The Nationals were very unhappy that he apparently kind of flexed on him after hitting the walk-off ground ground rule double single. And so he came up to bat last night, second batter of the game. Let's cut to it. Charlie and Dave here. You know them, Washington Nationals Radio Network. You hear them on our Odyssey networks in Richmond. Let's start a baseball broadcast. Let's set the scene. Let's credit the sponsors.
Tonight at 6:39, our official game time temperature is 72 degrees. First pitch time and temperature is brought to you by Offenbacher.
Well, this is interesting. There's
the benches are going to empty here now as Ruiz and Profar getting into it. And we wondered if something might happen after Profar ran all over the field last night after his game-winning hit. And some thought maybe taunted the Nationals' dugout last night. And Ruiz getting just right in his face.
And Ruiz just spiked his catcher's mask as Trevor Williams is trying to hold him back. So they had a conversation, and Ruiz and Profar get very animated. And the bench is empty.
All right, so that's a start. So the catcher, K-Bear Ruiz, he came up to the plate and gave him a piece of his mind about what he thought about last night. So let's bring the umpires in. Let's settle everybody down.
Well, everybody heading back to their dugouts. And again, first pitch time and temperature brought to you by Offenbacher's. We didn't get to finish that. Visit one of four D.C. area showrooms for the largest selection of outdoor furniture. Fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas.
Now they're trying to get Jesse Winker out of there, so Winker was trying to join the conversation now that is the managers and the crew chief.
Well, Dave, coming off the Offenbacher sponsorship, somehow I don't think Ruiz and Profar will be sharing a hot tub anytime soon. Although, you know, I don't know. It's not really personal. That's a team thing when you think you've been taunted or shown up by somebody on the other team.
But this is Profar coming to the plate, and Ruiz immediately saying something to him, and then it escalated.
All right, so we got now. Let's cut straight to it here. The two of them are going to apologize to each other. Let's settle down. Let's have a baseball game. Wait a second. The umpires don't want that to happen.
And the umpires are trying to get in between the two, as if to say, "Don't eat. This is like kindergarten. You go to your corner." And they're not even letting him apologize to each other. And Profar's like, "I'm trying to settle this thing down." And Ruiz and Profar both seem upset with the umpires here. Like, we were trying to make peace.
Now Manny Machado coming out to talk to Ruiz. Ruiz is patting him on the backside as they chat. I think everybody needs a timeout, Dave.
Reminder, the Padres are one batter in to tonight's baseball game at this juncture. So we've had the benches cleared. Everybody said their piece. We've separated everybody. The umpires have given the warnings. We don't need any funny business tonight. And so our batter steps back up to the plate. I'm sure there will be no funny business from here.
So Profar stands in batting right-handed. And Gore with his first pitch inside and hit him in the foot. Well, here we go. Are they going to throw Gore out of the game? Mike Schilt's right out of the dugout.
He hit him in the foot.
I mean, that's not. And they've thrown him out of the game, or have they thrown Schilt out
Schilt
of the
is
game?
Out. Schilt is out of the game.
Mike Schilt, who is screaming for Gore to be thrown out, has been ejected by Adam Hamery, the third base umpire and crew chief.
And Hamery's saying he hit him in the foot. I mean, if he was going to throw at him intentionally, why wouldn't he hit him in the back or the rear end?
This is a fascinating argument. I'm going to break this down for you as a baseball guy. So Kovar comes to the plate. He's the guy who flexed on the dugout last night. The catcher gets in his face, gives him a piece of his mind. So the Nationals and Padres, they fight. They break it up. We go back. The pitcher, Mackenzie Gore, has just been standing there the whole time. So he's not loose. He's not ready to go. Traditionally, in a situation where a player flexes on another team, the pitcher's job is to hit him with the baseball the next day. But it seems like with the fight, we've got that settled. He's not going to do that. He's good. He does hit him in the foot, though. And his argument here is, I didn't mean to hit him. As evidence, I point out how bad I was at doing it because I didn't hurt him. Because if you throw at a guy, you're supposed to hit him in the back and make him feel it. But he just hit him in the foot. You brush it off. You move on. So the argument here is, I shouldn't be thrown out of the game. I'm very bad at getting revenge or very bad at playing baseball. One of the two, whichever it was, I missed my spot entirely. Kovar goes to first. The Padres bring Manny Machado up to the plate. And you've seen home runs pimped out over the years. He pimped this home run out.
Machado stands in, hitting at 260. Slow start for him. 13 doubles, 7 homers, 38 runs batted in. First pitch swung on and high in the air, left field. Winker going back, way back, going, and gone! Goodbye! And Profar is going wild around third base, firing up the crowd. Dancing around third, throwing his arms in the air. And Ruiz watches him touch home plate and cross right in front of him. Machado just coming around third with a slow trot. His eighth home run of the year, RBIs 39 and 40. And this place has gone berserk. It's San Diego 2 and Washington nothing.
And the entire Padre dugout is out to greet Machado like he hit a walk-off. There, you don't see this in the major leagues. All the players are out on the warning track to greet Machado. As they're completely fired up about that. But after hitting the batter, Machado could dig in pretty aggressively, and he just crushed a first-pitch fastball dead in the center of the strike zone.
I don't think Tennessee celebrated that much when they won the College World Series the other night. I mean, we need the Florida Panthers radio guy yelling all over that. That's a home run for the San Diego Padres. Yes! They're flying around. We got bad blood. We got baseball bad blood between the Washington Nationals and the San Diego Padres. I'm here for it. Thank you, Charlie and Dave, for documenting that for us last night on the Nationals Radio Network. You hear them every night here on our Odyssey families. You hear me every day, 10 to noon. The show rolls on right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Be on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always appreciate Marlon dropping by, dropping a little NFL knowledge on us. Here on this Wednesday as we fly towards July in the world of sports. Perfect time to turn the corner to training camp. We'll be up there in Ashburn soon enough for Washington Commanders training camp, which will be a ton of fun, of course. Today is NBA draft day, NBA draft tonight. And I'll be honest, a lot of my interest in the NBA draft is diminished in this age where it's a lot of foreign players who I've never heard of, as opposed to the college guys who I watched in March. Not that I won't watch or tune in, and obviously with the Wizards at number two, there's a little interest there. But they're breaking it up for the first time this year. Round one tonight, round two tomorrow, for television purposes, of course. I'm almost more intrigued by round two, because those will be the guys I've heard of, the college prospects, and of course will be on Bronny James' watch. We'll be tired of that by the end of night two as well. See if he gets drafted somewhere or what happens. A big trade in the NBA last night. Mikal Bridges traded from the Nets to the Knicks for 6 draft picks and a pick swap, and Bojan Bogdanovic, who is the footnote to a very consequential NBA trade. From a player perspective, that's as good of a trade as you're ever going to have. He was traded literally within the same city, doesn't even have to pack his stuff. He can swing by Barclays Center, put his stuff in a bag. He'll be at the Garden in a short cab ride, and he'll just resume his life over there. The Brooklyn to Manhattan trade. That's as good as it gets for a player. You get traded, but I don't even have to cancel your cable, cancel your internet. None of these players have cable. There's no chance any of these players have cable anymore. If they do, like LeBron's got cable because he just hasn't bothered to call to cancel. None of these young players have cable. That's not part of it. Speaking of people who probably still have cable out of pure inertia, 20 years ago today, the NHL held its draft, and this is what happened.
Ted Leonsis, the owner, accompanying George McPhee to the podium, and he will make the first selection.
With the first selection, 2004 NHL entry draft, Washington Capitals are pleased to select Alexander Ovechkin.
Not like there was ever any doubt.
Absolutely not. A great big smile and a great big hug from his bear of a father, Michael, his mother Tatiana. Alexander Ovechkin, not only is this guy a winning hockey player, he's got a winning personality, and that's one of the things that the Washington Capitals really like about him.
Okay, if you're listening on the radio, you're like, hey, you know, the bear of a father, was that comment really necessary? Until you see his father, at which point you're like, that's a bear of a dude. All right. Alex Ovechkin, his dad was an athlete. His mom actually won an Olympic medal for Russia. It was
in what sport?
I want to say basketball.
Oh.
Yeah. He was basically destined to become a star athlete for Russia. Tatiana Ovechkina wore number 8 during her basketball career. That's where that's where Ovi gets it from. Won 2 Olympic gold medals and 6 European championships. Today she runs the Russian women's national basketball program. She's 5'9". The dad is he's a bear of a man, I guess would be the would be the way to.
You won't even tell us how tall he is. Just keeping it a secret. You're not ready for this.
that would be the best way. Mikhail Ovechkin, who has passed away since, but I cannot find his height listed anywhere or his size. Which suffice it to say, was a
unmeasurable
bear of a man.
Oh my god!
Alex Ovechkin is 6'3", 238 pounds, and he uses all of it out there on the ice. 20 years in D.C., and we're not. You know, sometimes you do the hot takes, you jump ahead, right? I cautioned against that ahead of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. Don't say this would be one of the greatest games in NHL history. You can't do that until after the game's been played. And I don't think... I think it'll go down on the list of most anticipated games. I don't know that it was one of the greatest games in NHL history. We're at the point now where we can take stock of Ovi's career and say... He is one of the greatest athletes in the history of DC sports. He's on the short list. Look, I'm sure people want to jump to number one. There have been some good ones. Walter Johnson won a World Series, one of the greatest baseball pitchers ever. Sammy Baugh's success in the NFL speaks for itself. So hard to compare across eras. Gilbert Arenas amused us at a time when we needed it the most. With his antics, and then he brought a gun into the locker room, and it was all over. He's not one of the greatest athletes in DC history. I just thought I needed to say a Washington Wizards player.
You live, you learn.
For the sake of he didn't learn. That was the he applied to be the coach when they had the opening a couple years ago, which is extra funny to me because no, it's not. That's not how this works at all. if you want to open it up to college sports. Patrick Ewing played at Georgetown, was pretty good at basketball. You can open it up to Len Bias, if you just count college, obviously at Maryland. But he's on the top four. He's on the Mount Rushmore for sure. Ovi is. I think he's top three along with Walter Johnson and Sammy Baugh. I think that's your three, and then you can debate from there. You got a lot of good options, right? You probably it's a football town. You probably want to grab another, you know, whether you want to grab Riggo or whoever it is, Daryl Green, I think is very much in that conversation. But I think there's three you've got to have if you're making the list. Ovi's one of them. If he catches Gretzky, if he becomes the greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey. I think you can make the case. He's number one for DC sports. Sorry, I gave you the wrong number here. We're going to number 6, Hazel. The Calder Cup. It took us a long time. Took us 40 minutes today to get out of order on the show sheet, but we did it. We pulled it off. I knew we would. I believed in us the whole time. The Baby Capitals are the Hershey Bears, who play in the chocolate capital of the world. They won the Minor League Hockey Championship on Monday night, same night the Florida Panthers won, 5-4 dramatic overtime win over the hated rival Coachella Valley Firebirds. I don't know if they're actually the hated rival or not. I do know that their name is the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and they are not the Calder Cup champions, so they can deal with it. Here's what you need to know for Hershey. Pierrick Dubé, one of the players on the Hershey team in Game 3 earlier in the playoffs, got hit in the mouth with the puck by a teammate who was shooting, and he ended up in the wrong spot. He lost several teeth, missed a handful of games, came back in time for Game 7 of the semis, scored the goal to put them in the Calder Cup, then had a big Game 6, overtime winner for the Hershey Bears. Here's Pierrick Dubé on ice interview after winning the Calder Cup.
To have a hat trick in Game 6 of the Calder Cup Finals,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it wasn't easy, you know. When I had my teeth knocked out, lost a lot of weight, it was hard to see the boys losing 3 games in a row. But now I have fake teeth, and I can smile again, and I can talk again, so, and I can play again too, so Best feeling ever, yeah.
Fake teeth in a Calder Cup. Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be f***ing worth it. I'm sorry for...
That was the I'm sorry for cursing there, but it's effing worth it. I would give up my teeth for a Calder Cup any day. That's how bad you gotta want it in hockey. If you're not willing to give up your teeth for the Calder Cup, what are we even doing here? Congrats to the Hershey Bears, the baby caps. That was Pierrick Dubé for the Hershey Bears, who gave up his teeth but lifted the Calder Cup. What greater feeling could there be in
no
life?
No greater feeling.
It was all worth it. It was all worth it. You went to a new taco restaurant last night. I want to talk about this because they had the sauce bar.
They did.
Which I am actually, I said I want to bring this up because I am a big advocate of the sauce bar. So let's dive into that after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Okay, let's go. Let's party. It's Wednesday morning. It's 10:48. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Marlon's in here talking poker with me. We're gonna put a game together. My guy Jonathan Howard would come play, too. I don't know if he's listening right now or not.
But Jonathan Howard? I haven't met him yet.
All right, he'll get invited. So we'll put a table together. We're talking fish and sharks here at poker. The thing is, it's not that you're one or the other. If you're always a fish, that just means you're bad. If you're always a shark, means you need to be on the pro tour. I've been at tables where I've been both. The key is if you identify you're the fish, you don't have to like get up and run and leave the building. You just have to play tight. Like when somebody starts really trying to push you around and bet lots of money, you got to just fold everything and be like, not playing with you today. Like we're not doing that game. But when somebody else is the fish, you got to push all your money at them every chance you get when you have good cards. And that's poker. That's all it is.
That's the problem I have with certain hands. Like some people, like, you know, when someone has a good hand, when they're like, more money than I usually do. And I'm okay, that person has a good hand. I'm going to fold now.
Somebody once told me, this is the best piece of poker advice I've ever gotten. They said, when it's your turn, there are only two numbers that you need to be thinking of. One is, what's the bet that I can make that they will put their money into? Mm-hmm. Or what's the bet I will make that will make them fold? So if you have really good cards, what's the bet? What's the most money you can take from them? That's the number you've got to figure out, right? Because if you bet too much, you spook the other person.
Yeah.
What's the biggest number you can put that they'll put that into? If you have marginally good cards, what's the number you can put in that will make them leave, and you can take the pot for yourself?
Okay, I'm seeing it.
All right, there you go. You're ready. You're ready for poker night.
It's kind of like how if you see a stray dog or something, you put your hand out, like, not to like scare them. You know, you don't run up on them.
The stray dog theory of poker advice. You never know what you're going to get on MP on the mic. I'm absorbing that into my game though, effective immediately for sure. I love it. Do we have Conspiracy Corner available? I kind of want to do that before we get into Taco Bamba, if that works for you. Fire it up.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
The Las Vegas Police Department has removed a mysterious monolith from a mountain range north of the city. It's the latest monolith to pop up in the United States and raises further questions about who or what is behind the appearances. Hazel, I can tell you, and Marlon as well, my number one question after reading this article, what's a monolith? I can tell you that was my first reaction. But it's like a tall mirror.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like a tall mirror. It's very tall. This is 7 feet tall, but they found them 10 feet tall in Wales.
But is it taller than Ovechkin's dad?
He's a bear of a man.
We'll never know.
He's a monolith of a man, folks. found near Gas Peak, about 20 miles north of Vegas in the Nevada Desert National Wildlife Refuge. Police described it as a reflective sheet metal folded into a triangle. Authorities are trying to figure out how to properly dispose of it, which is a weird thing to do if it's just sheet metal.
Right. Okay.
Just take it away.
Now, it's possible somebody's putting somebody or something or some entity is putting monoliths up all over America. It's also possible, says the Monolith Tracker, a website devoted to tracking monoliths, that it has been there for years and just hasn't been spotted yet.
Oh,
the plot thickens.
Okay.
There was a conceptual art group that has taken credit for many monoliths, although people believe they may just be capitalizing off of it because they sell $45,000 authentic monolith replicas. Some people just want to believe, you know? And some people just want to profit off of the monolith.
But you could have an authentic monolith.
What makes a monolith authentic? I don't know. The police are trying to figure out how to dispose of this, and it's worth $45,000. This might be why our taxes are so high. We're out here paying to destroy monoliths that other people are selling for $45,000.
Oh my gosh!
Do you have a monolith theory?
Well, aliens, number one.
Obviously, we're all rooting for aliens.
Yeah.
I'll give you my personal take on this.
Yeah.
I actually don't believe there are aliens. I think that's the minority opinion these days. I think most people would say yes.
Almost everything's aliens these days.
I know.
Even the government believes in aliens now.
I need more. I just feel like we're not.
The monoliths aren't enough for you.
We're not getting it. Like, I think people want it more badly than they're getting it. So to be clear, sure, I'm rooting for aliens. Mm-hmm. That would be great. I haven't seen enough. I've watched the documentaries. I've seen the things. I haven't seen enough. I'm not in.
I feel like MP's the kind of guy who, like, alien needs to shake his hand and, like, say, I'm putting this on all of you. Before he's like, okay, it's an alien.
when the aliens take over Independence Day, I will be at whatever their camp is for the doubters. This segment is playing on the radio. They have it documented now. 910, we got the big tower out back there.
We're broadcasting direct to them.
We're broadcasting direct to them. They've got this clip racked. This is on their soundboard. When they arrive, they're going to bring me into their little room.
I'm not a believer.
Yeah, like,
I believe.
Yeah, like, yeah, we didn't forget
mean
that.
It. I was just trying to do good radio.
I wasn't convinced by the monolith. There's been monoliths in Europe as well.
Sure.
Okay.
They're all over. I mean, one artist, if you have to sell them, how do you have money to fly everywhere and put them places?
If there are aliens, why are they using sheet metal? Right? Come on.
It's reflective.
They've got the technology to fly across the galaxy undetected, and yet it's time for them to make their statement. They say, yeah, let's just drop by Lowe's, get me some sheet metal. That's all we need here.
And we're not going to put it where anyone will find it. Let's just put it in the desert.
Doesn't seem like a great marketing plan.
No.
That's all.
That's why it's a takeover plan.
They're
slowly invading.
Set up small.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Like monoliths throughout the
right
planet.
There's like one alien inside. Yeah. Now the alien lives among us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, monolith situation is we're on alert here. No Mike Svenitz today. He's out on summer holiday. We normally talk to him on Wednesdays. So make up for it. We'll talk Taco Bomba at 11:15 to give you the content you deserve. Hour number two on tap. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Here's what we do. We take you to noon. AWOD Radio takes over. He's live and local until 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Then we'll get you out to the diamond for Flying Squirrels baseball tonight, 6:35. First pitch against Somerset. It's the baby Yankees, a topic of interest in this area, obviously. Lots of Yankees fans. Lots of Yankees fans, but only one Mets fan who came by. You know what I love about Brian? Every time he comes out, I say, hey, the Mets won. Congrats to you, the Mets won. It's always like, yeah, it'll still blow it. Yeah. Like, it's not things are look. Mets fans are not wired for a best case scenario.
There's no blind optimism.
Being a Mets fan means resigning yourself that any minor victory is merely going to make the defeat that much more bitter when it comes along at the end of the day. There's no in between. There's no glory at the end. Merely a momentary bit of happiness that will make the pain and despair that much more crushing when it's over. I thanked him for beating the Yankees. I thought that was a nice public service. And I stand by it. Thank you to the Mets for beating the Yankees. We'll do an MLB rundown at 11:30. We'll get you caught up on the Squirrels as well. Tough loss last night in the opener, but there's more baseball. 5 more against Somerset this week. Get out to the diamond. Bluey's there on Sunday. Bluey, the cartoon. I don't know how that works. I just know I'm taking the kids and they're going to love it until they get hot and ask for ice cream and ask to go home. So that's the game plan. I think it'll go really well. We'll get to see Bluey. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. College sports. That's where we're at right now. This is clip 5. Jim Schlossnagel. He's a baseball coach. He's a really good one. He coached the Texas A&M Aggies in the College World Series. You might remember they made it all the way to the decisive Game 3 of the College World Series Championship. They lost to Tennessee. The morning of that game, the job came open at the University of Texas, A&M's rival, the University of Texas. Now, the thing you need to know about the University of Texas is they have more money than they know what to do with. So, of course, people say, Jim Schlossnagel, he's a good baseball coach. I bet Texas is going to wave $1 trillion in front of him and get him to come coach their baseball team. Now, it's not a great moment for him to be talking about that. He's just lost in the championship game of the College World Series. So Jim Schlossnagel is asked about whether he would consider going to Texas, and he was a little grumpy about it.
I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it.
That was Monday night. Jim Schlossnagel, coach of Texas A&M. And you might be saying, Michael, why are you playing that clip from the Texas A&M baseball coach? You know why I'm playing that clip. Because 12 hours later, he was announced as the new baseball coach of the University of Texas Longhorns. Yeah.
That's not a good look.
It's not a good look. You're mad you lost, but You're telling me there's no way you knew that the next morning you weren't on that plane to Austin? Come on now. There's... Yeah, that's not even a conspiracy corner. That's just a guy not doing the right thing in life. Lee, look, take the money, go coach Texas, be you. Don't yell at somebody that you ruined your life to be the Texas A&M baseball coach and you never leave when 12 hours later you're going to leave for your rival school and their big pile of money. That's the little bit of college athletics that I think we could all do without. Congrats to Jim Schnostegel, new coach at the University of Texas, Austin. He went so hard, too. He just went so hard with, how dare you possibly impugn me and my character by asking me if I would take Texas's big pile of money.
Also, yes. Also, I totally would.
But also... Yeah, that sounds pretty good. All right, I'm good with that. Yeah. Texas is wild these days. Not Texas, the university. Texas, the state. SMU is... So rewind here. Southern Methodist University, SMU, was one of the best football programs in America for many years until they got caught cheating by the NCAA. And it was so egregious that in 1987, the NCAA gave them what is called the death penalty. They made them stop playing football for an entire season because of how rampant the cheating had gotten at SMU. So they haven't built back to that spot since then. SMU, in this latest round of college realignment, called the ACC, said, we've got a deal for you. You let us join the ACC, and in exchange, we don't want anything. Right, the normal ACC school makes about $40 million a year off the TV deal. They said, we're good. We don't need your $40 million. We just want to be part of the club. And the ACC said, that sounds good. Come on in. So the ACC lags behind its peers in money and fundraising and all these things. Texas, University of Texas, we just talked about their big pile of money, raised $86 million last year to support its athletic program. The number one school in the ACC, which did very well, was Clemson. They raised $84 million to support the athletics program last year. All of that goes to Dabo Sweeney and his crazy rants. That just fun fact there for you. The NCAA breaks that down. So $84 million, that's a high watermark in the ACC. SMU... new member of the ACC, put out this week that they raised $159 million last year to support the athletic program. Now, this is crazy because that's double everybody else, so they actually don't need the ACC's money, it turns out. Also, like, they're going to buy a super team of some sort, presumably, with that money. You think about how far $80 million takes you in the NIL world. That's a pretty good team. The imbalance here is wild, that SMU is now not just the ACC money leader, but that they've doubled up the pack. It goes to show you there's no money like oil money, because Texas is flinging around that oil money, buying baseball coaches. A&M was the one that paid Jimbo Fisher, the football coach, $70 million to stop coaching the football team. Money, if Bennett Zier's out there listening, I will take that offer. If you pay me $70 million, I'll never say another word on the radio again. I'm prepared to make that deal today. At our meeting tonight, if you want to make that offer tonight, absolutely. I'm prepared to accept that. I don't think it's going to be accepted. We'll see, though. The beauty of it is he was bad at his job, too. And he was rewarded with $70 million. Texas has more money than they know what to do with, flinging it around, the oil money. SMU, they're playing now in the ACC. $159 million raised to support the athletic program in the last year. I'm excited. You know I'm excited. EA Sports is putting out a college football video game again this year. They stopped for a long time, largely because of a lawsuit over whether or not the players had to be compensated for appearing in the game. The answer, of course, is yes, they do. They've worked that out. They're compensating the players. EA Sports is been doing these little trailers and drips and things and the players who were involved. They released their list, the 25 toughest places to play as ranked in the game. So if you have a college football team, in your road game at these places, these are the toughest places to play. Texas not in the top 10, by the way. Their rival, Texas A&M, number one, Kyle Field. I have been to University of Texas football game. This is actually correct. It's right there in downtown Austin with all the bars and the shops and stuff. The Texas fans are famous for leaving at halftime to just go to the bars. Swing by, watch a little football, head out. They actually don't have a great home field advantage, which makes the whole thing even better. A&M, they not only are into it, they hold cheer practice the night before the game. 40,000 people come out to the stadium the night before the game and practice the cheers for the next day's game. If you're thinking that sounds pretty unhinged, it is.
It is.
Yeah. It's super unhinged.
No, I know Virginia Tech and UVA do the same thing. If you go to any of their football games, they'll just everyone cuts out after the halftime.
I'm gonna stand up for Tech.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stand up for. I will not stand up for UVA. I think that was largely a correct observation Now, JMU struggled with that for a while, but their problem was, this was before they moved up to Division I, they were just so much better. They were often winning by 30 in the third quarter, and so everybody would leave, and honestly, what do you want them to do? It's a 30-point lead. Of course people are going to bounce. I think the Tech fans are good about it. Now, the problem with Tech is it's so hard to get out of there after a game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got people who want to cut out early to get out. But I think that's a good crowd in terms of staying. But A&M, number one. Number two, Alabama, of course, Bryant-Denny Stadium. Number three, LSU, Death Valley down there. That's a great stadium. I want to go see a game there someday. They have a live tiger at the games.
No way.
That's what you need to know about that, right? Okay. That's home field advantage.
I thought having a cannon at one of the games was like excitement enough. But oh, to see that tiger.
Live tiger's next level. Colorado's got a buffalo.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Number four, Ohio State, which is fascinating because Michigan's not in the top 10. Ohio State made it, but not Michigan. Georgia, Penn State at number six. They always do the whiteout game every year where everybody wears white. That always looks super cool. Love that. I'd love to do one of those. And the number seven's Wisconsin. These are the toughest places to play in the new NCAA college football game from EA Sports. Wisconsin's got the thing where they play jump around at the start of the fourth quarter and everybody jumps around. I don't know what they've got beyond that, but they've got that. So that's something.
I love things that get people involved, get the people in the stands involved, you know?
Yeah. I'm good with all of these except number nine. Number eight's Oklahoma. Number nine is Florida State. I was underwhelmed when I went to Florida State.
Really?
For a game.
What game you watch?
What's up?
What game did you watch?
Well, they were playing UVA, so it wasn't a marquee game.
Okay.
But I saw Clemson play UVA, and that place was rocking.
Okay.
Like, they showed up. There's so few of them. Like, seven home games a year.
Really?
Yeah, college football. It's a 12-game schedule. Seven home games a year. That's all you get. you're not missing an opportunity to go wild.
No.
It was kind of removed. The stadium, you know, everybody's kind of far from the action.
Okay.
That was my objection there. Number 10's the Swamp in Gainesville, Florida.
For the
Florida game. The Swamp. Yeah.
That's what they call it?
Yeah, it's where the Gators play.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like it when everybody's right on top of the action.
Mm-hmm.
That does it for me. Those are the top 10 places to play. Our guy Jim Schlossnagel, he can do the college baseball ratings next year now that he's seen both sides of the world. We've got lots more. We'll give you the Squirrels update. We'll give you the Major League Baseball update. Shohei Ohtani did something no Dodger has done since 1955. So you might want to hear about that. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, Net 105.1. Hour number 2, 11:18. What's up? MP on the mic, driving you around Richmond on this June 26th, flying towards the 4th of July holiday next week. Hopefully everybody's staying cool out there. The action's red hot over in Europe, though. Final day of group play at the Euro soccer tournament. You know we give our love to that every day by playing the goal of the day in Spanish. I can think of no better way to do that than to do a penalty kick for Kylian Mbappe of France.
En busca de marcar, Lucas Skorupski con toda la intención de atacar en su momento de nadie más. Allá va Mbappé. ¡Gol! ¡De Francia! marcha Dios Máscara. Con tranquilidad, con mucha calma, engañó a Skorowski y en Dortmund, Francia de la mano de su capitán.
That was a scattered effort right there. That was not the traditional long goal. The goal was so beautiful, he was caught off guard. Mm-hmm. And then he yells France too, and they're like, we go down, but then we go back up at the end. We weren't quite sure where we were going with that, but we got there in the end. And France got a 1-1 draw with Poland yesterday. They move through to the round of 16. They'll play next Monday against one of the teams that'll come out of that today. Ukraine, Belgium, Slovakia, Romania wrap up Group E today in the Euros. Copa America rolls on. U.S. plays tomorrow night. We'll keep an eye on that. The Copa America story has been, this is one of the biggest soccer events ever on United States soil. There's been a lot of empty seats, which has drawn a lot of attention that these games aren't sold out. These are big, important international soccer games, and so people are asking why aren't they sold out, and the answer, and stop me if this stuns the crap out of you, is Ticketmaster. As it almost always is in life, they are using something called dynamic pricing for the Copa America this year. So how this works, soccer, more so than any other sport, is a collection of a zillion different organizations, ticketing partners, broadcast partners, teams, none of which have any common interest in growing soccer fandom as a whole. They're all just looking out for themselves. So the United States and the ticketing partners here, their goal at Copa America is not to make the beautiful game prosper in the United States and produce a great fan experience. Their goal is to suck as much money out of soccer fans' pockets as is humanly possible during this month-long stretch of games. So dynamic pricing is if people are buying tickets, Ticketmaster raises the cost of the tickets accordingly and intentionally tries to never sell it out because every ticket is always more expensive than the one before it. And so if you wanted to go watch soccer last night, you could have, and it would have cost you between $200 and $500, depending on where you want to sit. Now, if it's the World Cup, sure, people are going to pay that. It's group play in Copa America. That's too much money to charge a soccer fan. Now, they're getting crowd. They're getting 50,000 in there, but these are 70,000 seat stadiums. They're intentionally leaving it full. Their math is $200 a ticket times 50,000 is better than a reasonably priced $75 ticket times the whole 70,000. It doesn't look good, though, to the rest of the world. Rest of the world sees that. Why are we doing the World Cup in America again? What's going on here? Everybody's got their hand in people's pockets.
The bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
It's not going to pay off for them. It's not going to pay off for them. But they leave at the end of the tournament. They leave. They never the CONMEBOL, the people who organize it, they leave. It's not their problem if people go to an MLS game or go to a soccer game again. It's a problem in soccer because there's so many different groups. Now, the World Cup is going to be just a brazen money grab for the whole month. It's here, obviously. But that's the World Cup. That's a little more justifiable. You got Copa America here acting like this is, this is the be-all, end-all. If I'm paying $500, I want to see something bigger than group play at Copa America. That would be my take on that. Now, I said we'd get to the Boeing situation, so I want to get to the Boeing situation. The Boeing situation, they did the thing where the door blew off the plane. They didn't tighten the bolts, whatever. This is a new low for Boeing, though. They've stranded two astronauts in outer space. They are up at the International Space Station. They were supposed to come back to Earth, but their Boeing space capsule has, and then this seems bad, five helium leaks, five dead maneuvering thrusters, and a propellant valve that failed to close completely.
All of those feel important.
If I were in a spaceship, to me, every part feels important, personally. Yeah. NASA has rescheduled the planned return three times. Now, internally, it is set at July 6th. That means they would be in space for a month instead of their planned trip of a week.
Oof.
But NASA assures us that they can stay for up to 72 days, relying on various backup systems. It seems like I don't know a ton about outer space. It seems like we need to start scrambling on this. Because that's not on day 71, you can't be like, Elon, go get him. Like, you can't. The Boeing company is having just a heck of a run.
Yeah.
All-timer of a run for the Boeing company here. Stranding people in outer space now.
Ugh.
All right. I needed to mention that.
There's just...
That's not going
it
anywhere.
It has to be said.
It
they're definitely not going anywhere.
They're definitely not going anywhere. I love that. We're setting that because we'll follow up on that one. See if the astronauts get home or
see
not.
See if Elon Musk steps in.
But you texted me last night because you were at Taco Bamba.
I did.
Which I hadn't heard of before. Willow Lawn.
Uh-huh.
It's from Northern Virginia. That's why Awad just perked up. This is Northern Virginia's own Taco Bamba. You texted me, though. I had a grueling bout with pink eye over the weekend that has thankfully been cured. But, you know, we went face-to-face, mano-y-mano. It was oh-ho-y-oh-ho.
And
it was gruesome.
Awad's getting a little more space from you.
Yeah. The doctor says I'm good. Doctor says I'm good. I'm on the medicine. We'll see. Yeah, Awad's grabbing his space. Their signature drink is called the pink eye, though.
That's right. And yeah. It says just for Richmond, the pink eye.
Just for us. Just for us. I'm not pointing fingers, but apparently I got it from the pool. So whatever. Now you know. Don't go in the water this year. It's don't open your eyes in the water, at least this year.
Don't open your eyes in the water.
But they have something that I had largely forgotten about since the pandemic, but I love.
The sauce bar.
The salsa bar. Yes.
Yes.
What is the salsa bar, to set this up for everybody?
Well, it's just a big bar where you can get like 20 different kinds of salsas, hot sauce.
You pick your salsa. They don't pick it for you.
No.
You pick it. I love the salsa bar.
Self-led.
This was I remember this being a thing, and then like there was the pandemic, and now we don't do like buffets and stuff anymore.
Right.
I love the salsa. I love loading up on like 100 different salsas and get the chips and try them on the taco and all that. Big salsa bar guy.
Okay.
It's good to hear the salsa bar's back. Do you have a Taco Bamba review?
It was good.
Tacos
came out no sauce, but that's okay because there's a sauce bar.
Yeah, that
salsa bar.
You got it. If you're offering the bar, you don't want it pre-salsaed.
No.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
You want to call the shots.
But they were good tacos. They were good drinks. The other Richmond special they have is I Know the Owner.
Okay.
And everybody's talking about it.
That's the name of the drink.
Uh-huh.
The name of the drink is I Know the Owner.
And the pink eye.
And the pink eye, of course.
Which is tequila, Aperol, grapefruit juice, and lime.
It's like a Paloma-ish situation, I guess, with Aperol. Okay. Pink. Yeah, that sounds good. We do have, and I'm stereotyping because they're from Northern Virginia, but we have a problem in the market right now. I'm thinking of Torchy's and some of these places. The cost of a taco is really creeping up in Richmond right now. The taco inflation index is a little out of control. And looking at this place, it doesn't look like they're here to help the situation.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah. We need to bring the cost of a taco. The place by my house on Midlothian Turnpike, Pinchitos, they used to do dollar tacos on Wednesdays. We're so far from a dollar taco right now, you couldn't poke it with a stick. We need to bring back reasonably priced tacos. That's this show's signature cause now. We've got a baseball update. We need to give you the baseball update. We will do that. Squirrels back in action tonight. Tell you about Shohei Ohtani's night. We'll do a little crosstalk, get you ready for the NBA draft tonight. Now a two-night spectacle. Wizards pick at number 2. It's all ahead. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Taking it home on a Thursday. One more this week, then we'll depart for the weekend. Awad Radio up next. He joins us for a little crosstalk, as he does this time of day. And I teased that I would mention Survivor.
Yes.
You're a big Survivor, Mark. Stubb is as well, I know. You guys enjoy the Survivor program. I've never watched it.
You did watch one episode.
I watched one episode this year at your encouragement and behest. The TV season apparently runs on the school calendar year, the athletic calendar year. So we just wrapped up the 2023-24 season of television. Variety magazine here.
I saw this, actually.
That's a trade publication. Top 100 TV shows of the year. So Survivor came in at number 27 among all TV shows, which, very respectable number. If you just count adults aged 18 to 49, and I know in the radio business we consider that a prime demographic, right?
That's a great demographic.
Those are people you can sell things to.
They're going to grow with you.
They're going to grow with you. I like that. Survivor was the number 5 show on all of television, only beaten by Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football on ESPN, and Monday Night Football on ABC.
You know what? Survivor is my Wednesday Night Football.
Yeah. That's and at number 6, Saturday Night Football on ABC. Football always wins these things. You can't touch. So Survivor among young adults is the number 1 non-football television show.
It's incredible. And it makes me feel good that we've been talking Survivor at least once a week.
You know your audience. I've always said this. You know the audience. You connect with them. Number 1 TV show, adults 18 to 49. It's... How many seasons are we on now?
46 have been completed. They're shooting 47 right now.
I'm going to declare it not a fad at this point.
Yeah, right? I mean, at this point, I mean, it's unbelievable. So the only thing that beat Survivor was football.
NFL football.
Right.
At that, yeah.
So Survivor actually beat college football Saturday night. And when you think about that, I kind of agree. Like, I will watch Survivor every Wednesday. I'm not going to watch the Saturday night college football game unless it's a big-time game.
Yeah, and it's regional, too. Like,
right.
If they can have, like, a UCLA against Washington and tell me, like, this game matters, it just doesn't to me.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be a conference I don't care about, it's got to be Ohio State-Michigan.
Right.
Like, it's got you're Michigan State-Penn State, I get it, they're both good. I'm not quite there yet, though.
Yeah, give me USC-UCLA, maybe I'll tune in.
Yeah, but UCLA's got to be good.
They got to be good,
It's got to be a high-stakes game.
Yeah.
SEC, obviously, produces a lot of those. ACC, I'm in, of course. We do a lot of SEC, I'm good on a big matchup. But here's... So, old people, people in older demographics, watch a lot of television. I haven't heard of so many of these shows that beat Survivor.
Throw a few at me here, and I'll tell you if I've tuned in or not.
Tracker.
Never heard of it.
Tracker is the 4th most popular show on television behind NFL football 3 times.
They probably track a killer.
Tracker is the number 1 non-football program on television.
I mean, does it just show you also like how down cable is right now? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's on CBS, so maybe in the back of my head I'm hearing a Jim Nance promo read on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. I have heard of the next two, NCIS and Young Sheldon.
Oh, my gosh.
Young Sheldon is a spinoff
of the Big Bang Theory.
Of the Big Bang Theory.
And I will go to bat for the Big Bang Theory. I've always thought that show was great comedy.
Now Stubb is pumping his fists over there. Is he?
I mean, he looks like young Sheldon. I mean, that's about all we need to say right there.
Stubb's program here.
I've watched maybe hours of Young Sheldon on TikTok. I've never seen a full episode. I don't know why they keep giving it to me, but I always watch it.
Because you look like him, that's what? Why.
That is a viewing habit study right there.
Right.
The Stubb audience. Do you know what Tracker is, Stubb?
Yeah, it's just like it's a big guy. And that's all I've seen of it. It's like a really big guy, and he kills people.
Sounds like Reacher, right?
I think, yeah, it's pretty close to that.
I'm going to roll off 7 through 13 real quick while we're on this game. FBI, Chicago Fire,
yep.
Blue Bloods, 60 Minutes. That's the ultimate old people show. I'll love me some 60 Minutes. Ghosts, Chicago Med, and Chicago PD.
Yeah, Blue Bloods is Tom Selleck.
That's Tom Selleck.
He's been around for basically 15 years.
I don't know Chicago Med or Chicago PD.
I know Chicago PD. I think that's a spinoff of NYPD or something like that. I think it's a spinoff show.
Like an NYPD Blue? Or,
yeah.
Okay. That's on NBC. So we got the you know, the Mike Tirico readers. I know these things based on
it
the promos that
Chicago
are doing.
Chicago PD is a spinoff of Chicago Med and Chicago Justice.
Oh, Chicago Justice didn't make the list. How would you like to be the one program in the Chicago series that doesn't crack the list? 60 Minutes will air in its entirety after the game, except on the West Coast, where it'll be seen at its regular time. What happened to... So NCIS produced, like... Was that the OG of these shows?
Like, I thought it was CSI was
the That's
right.
CSI.
Or maybe
was
even before that, Law and Order.
Law and Order. Dun, dun,
dun. the best sound drop. My goodness. Yes! Hazel knows how to play
Hazel on top of it.
Yeah.
Law and Order is the OG of those shows. No question. I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
NBA draft real quick while I got... No, you want to go back to TV? You can stay in TV world if you have more TV.
I was just going to say, lawyer shows were really popular when I was growing up.
The lawyer show moment has passed. There was also a game show moment that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started.
Yes.
We're largely past that. We had the reality TV moment. And that's why I say Survivor's good, because it survived the reality TV moment.
You know the best Who Wants to Be a Millionaire moment of all time? The guy who gets to the final question has one
the
remaining
phone
thing. Phone a friend. Calls his dad. I don't need your help, Dad. Just wanted to let you know, I just won $1 million. I get goosebumps just saying that.
That's a flex.
Yeah.
That to get on national TV, get to the million, and use your phone a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Full flex right there.
Yeah. Imagine you're the dad. You get that call. You find out Regis Philbin tells you your son's going to win $1 million if you help him out.
Yeah.
You're probably shaking. Then he says, don't worry, Dad. I got this.
That's a phone call.
Yeah.
Right there. That's the king of the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Survivor player actually won Jeopardy last night.
Oh.
Yeah, his name was Drew from about two seasons ago. He actually looks a lot like Stubb. He's like a big nerd.
Are there game show rules about how many you can be on, or can
no, you? No, I don't know. Sub, you can chime in. Did they do, like, was everybody from a reality show in this?
No, there was actually a lady who was on a 15-game streak.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know Drew won. I knew he was against someone like that.
She was on a full heater. She was, I mean, yeah.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Final Jeopardy, Drew got it wrong. A1 got it right.
Let's go.
The question was, what company has a sport as its logo?
What company?
With a horse.
Was it Polo Ralph Lauren?
It was Polo. And he wrote Jeopardy. And he still won. I was like, this is the easiest final Jeopardy ever.
Outsmarting Jeopardy is just one of the great feelings in life. It could have been me. Yeah. A1 Radio up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Ending people in outer space now.
Ugh.
All right. I needed to mention that.
There's just,
that's not going
it
anywhere.
It has to be said.
They're
definitely not going anywhere.
They're definitely not going anywhere. I love that. We're setting that because we'll follow up on that one. See if the astronauts get home or
see
not.
See if Elon Musk steps in.
But you texted me last night because you were at Taco Bamba.
I did.
Which I hadn't heard of before. Willow Lawn.
Uh-huh.
It's from Northern Virginia. That's why A1 just perked up. This is Northern Virginia's own Taco Bamba. You texted me, though. I had a grueling bout with pink eye over the weekend that has thankfully been cured. But, you know, we went face-to-face, mano-y-mano. It was oh-ho-y-oh-ho. And it was gruesome.
A1's getting a little more space from you.
Yeah. The doctor says I'm good. Doctor says I'm good. I'm on the medicine. We'll see. Yeah, A1's grabbing his space. Their signature drink is called the pink eye, though.
That's right. And yeah. It says, just for Richmond, the pink eye.
Just for us. Just for us. I'm not pointing fingers, but apparently I got it from the pool. So, whatever. Now you know. Don't go in the water this year. It's don't open your eyes in the water, at least this year.
Don't open your eyes in the water.
But they have something that I had largely forgotten about since the pandemic, but I love.
The sauce bar.
The salsa bar. Yes. What is the salsa bar to set this up for everybody?
Well, it's just a big bar where you can get like 20 different kinds of salsas, hot sauce.
You pick your salsa. They don't pick it for you.
No.
You pick it. I love the salsa bar.
Self-led.
This was I remember this being a thing, and then like there was the pandemic and now we don't do like buffets and stuff anymore.
Right.
I love the salsa. I love loading up on like 100 different salsas and get the chips and try them on the taco and all that. Big salsa bar guy.
Okay.
It's good to hear the salsa bar's back. Do you have a Taco Bamba review?
It was good.
Tacos
came out no sauce, but that's okay because there's a sauce bar.
Yeah, that
salsa bar.
You got it. If you're offering the bar, you don't want it pre-salsaed.
No.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
You want to call the shots.
But they were good tacos. They were good drinks. So the other Richmond special they have is I Know the Owner.
Okay.
And everybody's talking about it.
That's the name of the drink.
Uh-huh.
The name of the drink is I Know the Owner.
And the pink eye.
And the pink eye, of course.
Which is tequila, Aperol, grapefruit juice, and lime.
It's like a Paloma-ish situation, I guess, with Aperol. Okay.
Pink.
Yeah, that sounds good. We do have, and I'm stereotyping because they're from Northern Virginia, but we have a problem in the market right now. I'm thinking of Torchy's and some of these places. The cost of a taco is really creeping up in Richmond right now. The taco inflation index is a little out of control. And looking at this place, it doesn't look like they're here to help the situation.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah. We need to bring the cost of a taco. The place by my house on Midlothian Turnpike, Pinchitos, they used to do dollar tacos on Wednesdays. We're so far from a dollar taco right now, you couldn't poke it with a stick. We need to bring back reasonably priced tacos. That's this show's signature cause now. We've got a baseball update. We need to give you the baseball update. We will do that. Squirrels back in action tonight. Tell you about Shohei Ohtani's night. We'll do a little crosstalk, get you ready for the NBA draft tonight. Now a two-night spectacle. Wizards pick at number 2. It's all ahead. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Taking it home on a Thursday. One more this week, then we'll depart for the weekend. AWOD Radio up next. He joins us for a little crosstalk, as he does this time of day. And I teased that I would mention Survivor.
Yes.
You're a big Survivor, Mark. Stubb is as well, I know. You guys enjoy the Survivor program. I've never watched it.
You did watch one episode.
I watched one episode this year at your encouragement and behest. The TV season apparently runs on the school calendar year, the athletic calendar year. So we just wrapped up the 2023-24 season of television. Variety magazine here.
I saw this, actually.
That's a trade publication. Top 100 TV shows of the year. So Survivor came in at number 27 among all TV shows, which, very respectable number. If you just count adults aged 18 to 49, and I know in the radio business we consider that a prime demographic, right?
That's a great demographic.
Those are people you can sell things to.
They're going to grow with you.
They're going to grow with you. I like that. Survivor was the number five show on all of television, only beaten by Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football on ESPN, and Monday Night Football on ABC.
You know what? Survivor is my Wednesday Night Football.
Yeah. That's and at number six, Saturday Night Football on ABC. Football always wins these things. You can't touch. So Survivor among young adults is the number one non-football television show.
It's incredible. And it makes me feel good that we've been talking Survivor at least once a week.
You know your audience. I've always said this. You know the audience. You connect with them. Number one TV show, adults 18 to 49. It's how many seasons are we on now?
46 have been completed. They're shooting 47 right now.
I'm going to declare it not a fad at this point.
Yeah, right? I mean, at this point, I mean, it's unbelievable. So the only thing that beat Survivor was football.
NFL football.
Right.
At that, yeah.
So Survivor actually beat college football Saturday night. And when you think about that, I kind of agree. Like, I will watch Survivor every Wednesday. I'm not going to watch the Saturday night college football game unless it's a big-time game.
Yeah, and it's regional, too. Like, right. If they can have, like, a UCLA against Washington and tell me, like, this game matters, it just doesn't to me.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be a conference I don't care about, it's got to be Ohio State-Michigan.
Right.
Like, it's got you're Michigan State-Penn State, I get it, they're both good. I'm not quite there yet, though.
Yeah, give me USC-UCLA, maybe I'll tune in.
Yeah, but UCLA's got to be good.
They got to be good.
It's got to be a high-stakes game.
Yeah.
SEC, obviously, produces a lot of those. ACC, I'm in, of course. We do a lot of SEC, I'm good on a big matchup. But here's... So, old people, people in older demographics, watch a lot of television. I haven't heard of so many of these shows that beat Survivor.
Throw a few at me here, and I'll tell you if I've tuned in or not.
Tracker.
Never heard of it.
Tracker is the fourth most popular show on television behind NFL football three times.
They probably track a killer.
Tracker is the number one non-football program on television.
I mean, does it just show you also like how down cable is right now? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's on CBS, so maybe in the back of my head I'm hearing a Jim Nantz promo read on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. I have heard of the next two, NCIS and Young Sheldon.
Oh, my gosh.
Young Sheldon. Is a spinoff
of the Big Bang Theory.
Of the Big Bang Theory.
And I will go to bat for the Big Bang Theory. I've always thought that show was great comedy.
Now Stubb is pumping his fists over there. Is he?
I mean, he looks like Young Sheldon. I mean, that's about all we need to say right there.
Stubb's program here.
I've watched maybe hours of Young Sheldon on TikTok. I've never seen a full episode. I don't know why they keep giving it to me, but I always watch it.
Because you look like him, that's why.
That is a viewing habit study right
know,
there.
Right.
The Stubb audience. Do you know what Tracker is, Stubb?
Yeah, it's just like it's a big guy. And that's all I've seen of it. It's like a really big guy, and he kills people.
Sounds like Reacher, right?
I think, yeah, it's pretty close to that.
I'm going to roll off 7 through 13 real quick while we're on this game. FBI, Chicago Fire,
yep.
Blue Bloods, 60 Minutes. That's the ultimate old people show. I'll love me some 60 Minutes. Ghosts, Chicago Med, and Chicago PD.
Yeah, Blue Bloods is Tom Selleck.
That's Tom Selleck.
He's been around for basically 15 years.
I don't know Chicago Med or Chicago PD.
I know Chicago PD. I think that's a spinoff of NYPD or something like that. I think it's a spinoff show.
Like an NYPD Blue? Or,
yeah.
Okay. That's on NBC. So we got the Mike Tirico readers on. I know these things based on
it
the promos that
Chicago
are doing.
Chicago PD is a spinoff of Chicago Med and Chicago Justice.
Oh, Chicago Justice didn't make the list. How would you like to be the one program in the Chicago series that doesn't crack the list? 60 Minutes will air in its entirety after the game, except on the West Coast, where it'll be seen at its regular time. What happened to... So NCIS produced, like... Was that the OG of these shows? Like,
I thought it was CSI was the
that's
OG, right.
CSI
or maybe
was
even before that
Law and Order.
Law
dun dun
dun dun. the best sound drop. My goodness, yes. Hazel knows how to play.
Hazel
game.
On top of it.
Yeah.
Law and Order is the OG of those shows.
Yeah,
no question. I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
NBA draft real quick. While I got no, you want to go back to TV? You can stay in TV world if you have more TV.
I was just going to say, lawyer shows were really popular when I was growing up.
The lawyer show moment has passed. There was also a game show moment that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started.
Yes.
We're largely past that. We had the reality TV moment. And that's why I say Survivor's good, because it survived the reality TV moment.
You know
moment.
The best Who Wants to Be a Millionaire moment of all time? The guy who gets to the final question has one
the
remaining
phone
thing. Phone a friend. Calls his dad. I don't need your help, Dad. Just wanted to let you know, I just want $1 million. I get goosebumps just saying that.
That's a flex.
Yeah.
That to get on national TV, get to the million, and use your phone a friend.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, full flex right there.
Yeah. Imagine you're the dad. You get that call. You find out Regis Philbin tells you your son's going to win $1 million if you help him out.
Yeah.
You're probably shaking. Then he says, don't worry, Dad. I got this.
That's a phone call.
Yeah.
Right there. That's the king of the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Survivor player actually won Jeopardy last night.
Oh.
Yeah, his name was Drew from about two seasons ago. He actually looks a lot like Stubb. He's like a big nerd.
Are there game show rules about how many you can be on? Or can
no,
you,
I don't know. Stubb, you can chime in. Did they do, like, was everybody from a reality show in this?
No, there was actually a lady who was on a 15-game streak.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know Drew won.
Drew
I knew he was someone like that.
She was on a full heater. She was, I mean, yeah.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Final Jeopardy, Drew got it wrong. AWOD got it right.
Let's go.
The question was, what company has a sport as its logo?
What company?
With a horse.
Was it Polo Ralph Lauren?
It was Polo. And he wrote Jeopardy. And he still won. I was like, this is the easiest final Jeopardy ever.
Outsmarting Jeopardy is just one of the great feelings in life. It could have been me. Yeah. AWOD Radio up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.